Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you have a brilliant idea for a new project, but you don't have a lot of money, there's a good chance these days you'll turn to a website like Kickstarter. That's where lots of folks, including musicians, are crowdfunding their new ideas, soliciting small investments from fans and friends, often in exchange for a gift or service. Composer Aaron Dunn has a brilliant new idea for some very old music. He calls his Kickstarter project Set Chopin Free. And Aaron joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the idea is you want to record all of the works of Frédéric Chopin and have them be just kind of free and rights-free up on the web, right?
Exactly. We want to record the entire life's work of a composer, and in this case we chose Frédéric Chopin.
Why?
Well, there are a couple answers we could give. Part of it is has to do with copyright law and public domain. When music works, when all works actually have their copyrights expire, they're supposed to go in the public domain. But we've found that there's not a lot of music that you can get that actually exists in recorded format
right.
in the public domain. So we wanted to pick a composer that was very popular, that people love. In this case, we went with Chopin.
And he also composed a manageable amount of music, right? It is possible to record all of his stuff in a single project.
Sure, definitely. He died young, like many. He wrote a lot of music for solo piano, which is going to be easier than an entire orchestra.
Right.
And someone like Mozart would cost many millions of dollars for us to record.
All right, so the copyright issue here, I mean, in terms of the music, classical music, you've got long-dead composers, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, Liszt, et cetera. All of that music exists in the public domain, but for us to use it, to access it, we generally go to recordings. So, for example, if I wanted to use Chopin's Revolutionary Etude in my indie film or something, I might go to, say, a recording like this. Okay, so Vladimir Ashkenazy playing Chopin's Etude in C minor, Opus 10, number 2, the so-called Revolutionary. If I'm an indie filmmaker, Aaron, and I want to use this in my movie, what's the problem? It's Chopin. It's 200 years old. It's out of copyright.
Right. Well, so the good news for Ashkenazy is that his recording, what you just played, is protected. So anytime it's used anywhere, he gets royalties allotted to him, which is great, and as he should. But we believe that the best way to sort of preserve Chopin's works and to actually make public domain viable, we need at least one recording that you could use, that anyone could use. A guy in his cafe could play for his patrons without having to worry about being sued or having to pay money for royalties.
So the idea behind Set Chopin Free is we will all have access to one recording at least of every piece by Chopin to use as we want, wherever, whenever, and not have to worry about lawyers coming after us and asking for payment.
Exactly. And I think the primary driver behind this is, in the past, Chopin and Mozart and Beethoven, they basically stole from each other, as copyright was not nearly what it is today, if anything. But people today don't primarily consume or aren't familiar with music notation, right? A lot of people experience music by just mixing and editing on their computer or by making independent films or posting something on YouTube. So for us to actually be able to use and share it today, it has to be in a recorded format, which is why it matters
right.
to us.
So the place on the web where the project is starting is Kickstarter, but the place where it will live is your website called Muse Open, MUSOPEN, right?
Exactly.
Now, I went on Muse Open just a little while ago and found that, in fact, you've already started on this. There's like a fair list of old classical works that you have which are rights-free. How did that
yes.
happen?
So we've actually been at this now for a couple years, and Kickstarter really was a great way to leverage a willing and interested audience To support us in being more ambitious. So we do have some music. This is all donated from musicians, schools, just a variety of recordings, whatever a student may have recorded and wants to increase awareness of their works. They upload it, release their rights, and then we host it. Mm-hmm. So the goal with this, though, is to have the complete works. We want to have a video performance of everything, and we also want to share it. So it doesn't just live on MuseOpen, but perhaps accompanies every article you read on Wikipedia. Is hosted on archive.org, which also is a great way of archiving a lot of public domain works, and many other partners.
And who are you hoping will eventually benefit from this?
The primary target is just the general public, though most of the people that use this are either exploring classical music for the first time or are artists themselves that need music that they can use in a film, for call waiting music, television shows, for a variety of uses.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're speaking with Aaron Dunn, a San Francisco-based composer and founder of MuseOpen and this Kickstarter campaign to set Chopin free, to record every work that Frédéric Chopin wrote and to put it up online for anyone to listen to or to use, copyright free. Looking at some of those recordings that you have already on the website at MuseOpen, there are a number of, you know, what seem to be commercial recordings. Now, even commercial recordings, especially in Europe, they go out of copyright eventually. I think it's 50 years in Europe. So do you have access to some of those as well?
Yes, it's a risk, which is why actually we're doing the Kickstarter to record it ourselves. There's a famous case that occurred recently between Naxos and Capitol Records where an old record that went into the public domain in Europe had its copyright term renewed. So even though they had been selling it as a new digitized CD, they put themselves at risk. So we do have some records, but we do try and limit it based on the country that you're coming from so that it's legal. And we have to be careful so that if things change, we might have to end up removing them.
Right. Now, your Kickstarter goal was $75,000. You've already raised over $80,000 and you still have 25 days to go or something like that in the campaign. A couple of questions here. Is $75,000 enough, given that, you know, Chopin did write a couple of pieces with orchestra? You're going to need to hire a full orchestra to do some of these things.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. That's the thing with these projects, that there is some risk. We've been very carefully planning this since our last Kickstarter 1 or 2 years ago. We have a number of professional musicians lined up. We have a budget set. The orchestra is the last thing we're going to do, and our backers know that it's the most risky part of the whole project, but we are going to go for it.
All right. And who are you planning to work with? Who are some of the pianists that will be playing these Chopin pieces?
So we actually have announced a bunch on our Kickstarter page, though until the whole schedule is set, we're not going to say anyone specifically, but I will say we did mention one person who placed in the International Chopin competition, which we're very excited about. And we actually have one or two others that may also be signing up.
All right. So details are on the Kickstarter page when people go there.
Right.
And Soundcheck listeners, there is a link to Aaron Dunn's Kickstarter page, Set Chopin Free. You can find out all about it and maybe even help set Chopin free as Aaron tries to get all of Chopin's music recorded for whatever and whenever and wherever you want to hear it and however you want to use it. Aaron, it's an interesting project, and I certainly wish you a lot of luck with it. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks so much.